This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 90. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do it real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come
on, now just roll to the front. Roll
yo,
to the front.
Yo. What up, dance teachers? How y'all doing out there? This is episode number 90 of the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in again to my podcast. We're on episode number 90, 10 episodes away from 100 podcasts for my dance teachers out there. And I hope that the resource is working for you. Been getting lots of great feedback, so I want to continue to put out the content. You can get this podcast on Podomatic.com as well as iTunes and Stitcher Radio. If you're on iTunes, there is a purple podcast app that you should have already with your phone. Just click on that and type in Christopher Zondaflex Tyler or Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. And here's the other thing for my teachers out there, subscribe to the podcast through however you're listening, and then you can get updates right when the podcast come out. So hit the subscribe. You can also rate it. So leave me 5 stars and a review, because that helps the podcast do better. All right, so episode 90 is kind of a breakdown of two combos that I taught last week. Both of them, both kind of started out with some tutting involved. So I'm gonna put the links in the show notes so you'll be able to see both of them. But both combos started off with tutting, and I wanna go right into the first one. The first combo that we did started off what I like to call floating tuts. So we did this wave a while back called the revolution wave, where you got the same technique. Well, it's actually not the 12 step, but it's the 8-part wave. So if you don't have that song, definitely get that one on iTunes. Look up Mr. Chris Hip Hop 8-part wave song, because it does the wave without bending the knuckles, but you go right into the wrist and then to the elbow. So on this, what I did was, instead of hitting it straight, I did the same thing, but I did like a floating, where it goes, you know, it goes zoom, 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 zoom. So it hits the 8, but it does it in like a warping kind of fashion, right? So in the same thing, I did it with tut. So I started off where I brought the tut up, it like came up and then it came across my body, and then I did something like kind of different, where it's like when you do tuts, it's all about the lines and the angles. So I pushed the tut into the line, right? So my arm was flat going straight across my body. I pushed up, so now my hand's flat and I got an L shape. And I took the left hand again and pushed up, and you'll see it in the video, but it goes kind of fast, so I want to kind of break it down. So I pushed the hand up, now they're both straight. Right, so that's one technique that you can work on this week, is being able to guide the tuts with the other hand. So the same way you do like a tracer wave, where you take your right hand and you wave it through the left arm and go maybe to the right leg and then back up. The right hand is the tracer, so it's basically showing where the wave goes. You could do the same thing with guiding your tuts. You can push it into the shape that you're trying to make. Adding your isolation in there, so every direction you go, you know, like you can have your arm out in front of you, push it, bring it back up, but the other hand, whatever hand you is not doing the tut, you can guide that. So that's one technique, the guided tut move, that I want you to try to experiment with. And there's also a song that I have called King Tut. It's on the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Dance Moves album. You can definitely use that. Now that one on the song, it just deals with put your hands down, bring it back up with your basic tut, both hands, right? But I'm gonna say, even like when you see this video, you can take that same concept with your minis and do moves like this. When you put your hands down, your right arms go down, put them back up, you can put it straight out. Keep your hands flat when you do the King Tut, and you can go through the same tut motion that I did. Bring your arm in, guide it up into an L, guide it up into a straight, right? So I know it doesn't make sense on the podcast, but when you watch it on the link of the video, You'll be able to see it. And the link will be on, I'm going to put it in the show notes, but it's on the studio's Instagram, which is Nashville School of Dance and Music, and also it's on my Instagram, at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. So check those out. The Guided Tut, that's in the first combo that I'm going to post. Actually, you won't see me on there. I got a video of my students doing this one. And then the second one, I'm in there. And shouts out to Kate. Kate was in there with me too, just killing it. She's been working on her popping and waving skills, and very proud of her for that. So, all right, so that's one thing you can do. Another one, this one was a short one, but we went right into, you know, like I told him, I said, normally when I do a trick, like whatever that is, it could be a freeze, it could be a stall, it could be a pin drop. You're gonna see these things when I do choreographed dances. But I was like, why not? You know, we're making up a combo right now. Why not go into the leg jump? And they were like, what? Now here's what happened. Like, everybody's mindset is set. Like when you're doing choreography or you're doing a class, everybody's kind of focused. They want to learn the moves. They want to deliver the choreography. So there's a different vibe in there. The minute you throw any kind of trick in, it's like an icebreaker. Like you just feel like the energy, the flow, the vibe of the room just lift because they're working a different part of the brain. It's something that's not so easy. Like we even did stations because I was like, who can do the leg jump? And only one or two of them could do it. So I had them go to the bar. This is one thing you can do with the leg jump. Have them go to the bar and use one hand on the bar and the other hand grab the leg. Or you can just have them bend the leg, hold on to the bar, and practice jumping over it. So I'm also going to put a link in there of a song. I have a song. It's on the Hip Hop Technique album. It's called The Leg Jump Song. And on that, when we do that, you basically just play the song while they're working on the skill. So you don't have to follow it like it's a dance because it's pretty fast. It's like, you know, I'm gonna count to three, one, two, three, and then until you do the leg jump, like it's real quick like that. You don't necessarily have to use it like that. You can just put it on, and like I said, maybe play it twice, maybe three times, and let that be the time. You know, I think the song is like a minute and a half long, so you're like, you know, I'm going to play this three times while we work on the leg jump. But it's a good icebreaker. It's a good vibe breaker. You know, it gets them going. They start laughing. How do you do that? And then, you know, and it's always good to see a student work on a skill like in the middle of a combo class and see them get something because it, you know, boost their self-esteem, they get pumped, you know, and then everybody else is like, oh, I want to get it, you know what I mean? And then you get to say, homework, take that home and do it. All right, so I did two of them, though. So in the combo, I did a leg jump, and then when they jumped, they released the foot, did some quick footwork real fast, and then dropped down to the James Brown split, or the half split, or you might call it a jazz split, right? And then they rolled up through the hips and stood back up. Now this was done to a very fast tempo. So I'm gonna say, you know, to take the same content and break it down for the babies, you can do all of that, but slow. You can take that, you know, you can work on the leg jump, you can work on the James Brown split, you can work on being on the ground. I think one move we had was the when the leg shoots through and you roll up through the hips. You can just work on rolling up through the hips, you know, for your technique class. But and also for your freestyle circle. These can be moves, like once you teach them, you can start off at the beginning of class, maybe teaching these moves, and then saying, you know, we're gonna do a freestyle circle, but I only wanna see, you know, these moves. So you can go for the leg jump, you can go for the James Brown split, roll up through the hips, and you can go for the guided tuts, you know what I mean? So however you want to work that in, but that's another one that we did that turned out really good. Like I said, it moved really fast, but I was pleased with the class. All right, so the second one started off, same thing. It started off with tuts. I think I put my hands up, double, facing outside, I think, down, then brought them in. But the thing I want to focus on this one is a few things. Like there was a comment. Actually, you know, a friend of mine from Cincinnati, Alonzo, shouted out to me on this post, and he said that I was killing the beat on that, right? And so I was like, you know, Alonzo is actually somebody that I used to dance with, and you know, that's the Cincinnati vibes right there. So he gave much love, and I appreciated that. But I thought about that, and I was like, let me kind of talk about that in the podcast, because that term killing the beat or riding the beat is when you do, you don't just go with the straight counts, but if you pick a song that has like a syncopated beat or a different beat, you actually do the same technique moves, whether it's a tut, a wave, an isolation, but you're doing it to the different beat that's on there. So you're not following the 1, 2, 3, 4, but it might have, like this particular song had a doom, doom, da, doom, 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 da, doom, doom, right? And so did the same technique moves that we were working on and rolled that particular beat with the technique. So I'm gonna say, and the thing that I had to do, it actually took me a little while to get this because I had to trust what I was hearing. Instead of, you know, so like sometimes I'll come into class and I'm all the way prepared. Like I have the song, I, you know, shout out to Evernote. I have my notes down in Evernote. But this one, I didn't. I said, and the reason I didn't, because when I did the other combo, I had some tricks in mind. I had some techniques I wanted to work on the first one. But there came a part of the song where he kept going, woo, woo, woo. And that's where the floating tut came from, because I was like, "Ooh, I want to hit that." So instead of just going, you know, put your hand out and up and floating tut, you know, I was like, let the tut go up, in, up, out, boom, ta ta ta, doom, right? And so as dance teachers, I think a lot of times, you know, like for me, that's a struggle of the, you know, going with what I know and what I have written down, or leaving the program and going with what I hear, right? And so always, always, always trust your ear, because you have that. You've been teaching. It's your gift. It's your passion. Trust that. Even though it might take a little more time, you might have to rewind the music and be like, let me play that again. So, because you that thing that you hear is the special sauce right there. Because when I went back and looked at the combo, I was like, oh, I love how that goes with that. And it's not just, you know what I mean? And then the same thing, another thing that I dealt with in the second combo was the words. Like he said something in the song about face, and I did a wave, and then the way he was singing, like this particular song was like, it was like, da 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 na 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 na, yeah yeah, doom doom, doom doom doom, right? And so I was like, those that. What if the waves that you were doing were continual? All right, so say if you just took a wave right to left to right down the body, and instead of going, you know, right to left to right, wave it down the body, it goes, you know, right to left to right, da 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 da. And you'll see it on the video. We go down up new sun, kinda like that. Right? But that's what I heard, and I was like, you know what? Let's do that. So the two things I want to pull out of that one is, number one, work on tutting, isolation, and waving to different sounds in the song that you're using. So it could be the words, it could be the beat, it could be sounds, right? But just experiment with that, because it gets your kids' ear used to hearing that, which is called musicality, right? So work on that. You'll kind of see that on there. And of course, I put a glide in this one, because I think we, you know, that's one, my students are like, oh my God, I can't glide. My daughter even came up to me. She was like, we were watching, what movie? Boss Baby, and she said, "Dad, the Boss Baby did a wave and the glide." And I was like, "Show me." So she did the wave, and then she's like, "But I can't do the glide that good." So that was another, just a hint to let me know, keep working on those glides, like, because it's a difficult technique move, but don't give up on it. Like, so I told myself, I'm gonna put it in not every dance, but I wanted to keep showing up in technique class as well as their combos. All right, so there you have it. I put both of those combos in there, so you can check it out. And again, like, comment, subscribe on the podcast so you can get your updates on there. All right, it's your boy, Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Visit the website, www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. And the album that the leg jump song is on is Mr. Chris Hip Hop Technique. So make sure you get that album. All right, it's your boy. This is episode number 90. Thank you so much for tuning in. And your
jump. Put your arms up real high. Now jump. Put your right leg to the side. Now jump. Put your left leg to the side. Now jump. Cross your arms, do it real tight. Now jump. Put your arms up real high. Come on. Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.